Good morning and welcome to today's session. I'm Luther Smith. I'm on staff with the societies, head up our professional development and business relations. So this morning's sessions are sponsored by the Integrated Pest Management Professionals Community of ASA. Again, we're focused on resistance management and just wanted to give you a brief intro to our specialties for the Certified Crop Advisor program. If you're certified or interested in that, the best place to get more information is on our website, certifiedcropadvisor.org. We now have three specialties: nutrient management, resistance management, which is the focus of this morning, and then sustainability. So if you're interested in those, want to learn more about them, check out the website. Is the best place for that. This morning's sessions, there's four talks. Briefly give you the titles, and then Stephanie will come up and introduce each of our speakers. We have insecticide resistance management for soybean aphid is our first one this morning. Herbicide resistance, evolution, mechanisms, and management. We'll take a brief break, and then we'll come back with fungicide resistance in the frog eye leaf spot of soybean pathogens, a case example. And then we'll wrap it up with Keep It Green, ecosystem services of year-round cropping. So each one of those sessions is worth one credit in IPM. If you're a CCA and you want those credits, please, best thing you could do if you have a smartphone and you've downloaded the app is use the QR code at the bottom. If you haven't done that yet, you can still do it the old-fashioned way and sign the sheet, and then we'll get your credits added. But really take a look at that QR code if you haven't done that yet. The app is very simple to download and to use that. And then it's instantly into your records once you scan the code. I'll have this in the back of the room. Before you leave, just check this out. So a little bit, as you see the numbers up on the screen about the specialties, 4R has the most people so far. We've given three exams. We started that one a year ago, August 2015. Just under 300 people have tested. And then our first exams for resistance management and sustainability were just this past August. Good starts on all of them, and we'll see how they continue to grow in the coming years. So check out the website if you'd like some more details on that. We do have a virtual audience for this morning, so we're live streaming this session. And for the benefit of that group, if you have a question towards the end of the speaker's presentation, please use a mic. Either raise your hand, we'll bring the mic to you, or it's right here in the middle of the room. We need to make sure we use that for the benefit of those online listening as well. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Stephanie to introduce our first speaker.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Say, I'll introduce you guys, and when there are 5 minutes left in your talk, I will stand up. I'll be parked over here in the corner, and I'll stand up when there's 5 minutes left and give you a chance to wrap things up quick so we can get questions going and stay on time. All right. So